Now's the mighty cosmic being, known to us as the blessed goddess of justice, speaks her heart to us tonight. We ask our beloved I Am Presence to bless her with such love from our life streams that she can do everything that needs to be done through us for our nation and the world as powerfully and quickly as possible. Beloved of my heart, I trust I may bring to you tonight an activity of the great love of creation, the mighty source of the heart flame of sacred fire love, that will help you in every way possible to hold balance in your worlds. When you understand divine justice as the balance of all constructive activities, you will realize that to fill yourselves with the sacred fire balancing activity of the heart flame of love's control of life and fill everything in your beings and worlds with what the ascended masters know is a perfect balance, inner and outer, of every activity of life, you'll begin to realize that unless you charge this into outer world conditions, there is not enough harmony and purity in the outer world to compel conditions around you to pour back the balance and the divine justice for which you call and which you expect from outer world conditions. So when you understand divine justice as the perfect balance, inner and outer, of all constructive activities, to hold that balance within your own feeling world at all times allows your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host to pour through you into outer world conditions whatever purifying activity of the sacred fire's love that clears the way, purifies, and harmonizes conditions around you, and so that those conditions may pour back to you that which you call divine justice, that which you feel fulfills your divine plan. And therefore, when you want divine justice from outer world activities, you must first pour into those activities the sacred fire's purity from your own beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Master's sacred fire power of control of outer world conditions. Then the purity of the sacred fire love from your own beloved mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Master's purifying sacred fire love that is master over every condition in the outer world, you will find will set things into divine order so the outer world can pour back to you that which keeps balance in your world and enables you to keep the balance in your dealings with the people of the outer world. Mankind's selfishness has caused so much of the blessings and the good that the great cosmic law has placed in this world to be thrown out of balance. The mankind everywhere not only feels the pressure of that discord which unbalance is, but it generates the resentment and the rebellion against conditions that have imposed upon individuals the destructive activities down through the ages. Now, selfishness is the root of all evil. You might think individuals are the cause of evil. So they are, but it's the selfishness within those individuals that produces the discord. And the discord is substance and energy out of balance. So until people want to give a balance to life, until the outer self has the feeling and the desire which the ascended masters have within the life stream to want to pour back to the universe only the great purifying love and the perfection that the sacred fire is constantly pouring to the manifestations everywhere in infinite space. There is no hope for mankind to be permanently released from the destructive conditions of this world that are nothing on earth but energy and substance out of balance because they've been charged with discord. So, blessed ones, when you understand divine justice as the balance of every quality and activity, all the energy and substance and your feeling in the outer self, hold perfect balance so that your beloved I Am Presence balance can come into you and fill you with the light of its own heart, fill you with the sacred fire of its own love, and fill you with the consciousness, the ideas, and the feeling that the outer self needs to hold balance within itself. Until you do that, you do not have balance in the outer self. Therefore, everything that you want of divine justice, everything of right and justice that you want the rest of the world to pour to you, you must hold the door open in your own world for your beloved I Am Presence to hold divine justice and balance within you in order to keep the door open so the divine justice and balance that you desire can be drawn in and around you by your beloved I Am Presence and by the sacred fire love of the Ascended Host, who are constantly giving all the love and the blessings, the substance and the energy, and the manifestations that, if held in perfect balance, would always produce the fulfillment of the divine plan. So when there is a lack of anything in your being and world, don't fight against conditions in the outer world and stir up more turmoil to delay the supply we want you to have. But demand the violet consuming flames, purifying love that is all balance. Every power of the sacred fire and the cosmic light in existence is at all times the perfect balance of love, wisdom, and power. And when you call your beloved I Am Presence to fill you with its own heart's flame, fill you with its cosmic eternal balance of everything it has into the outer self, to hold perfect balance in your mental and feeling world, that perfect balance is permanent harmony. And when you fill yourselves with a perfect balance of permanent harmony, you become the Sun Presence of boundless supply. Because your presence can keep pouring forth through you at any moment. The great central sun can pour forth around you at any moment and is pouring all the time the boundless blessings and gifts of life to keep mankind supplied with what is necessary to be used in the outer activities in order to fulfill the great divine plan that brings balance everywhere. Now, the reason for the chaos in the world today, or one of the reasons, and perhaps the most important, is because of the chaos and discord in the outer world, which is a result of selfishness. And when mankind's selfishness, which is discord, creates chaos in the outer world, the balanced supply of everything that mankind requires to continue in constructive action, that supply is interfered with by the discord and the unbalance of human selfishness. And with all the supply there is on this earth of every good thing, one nation after another is in debt. Now, what's right about it? That's out of balance. And until enough purifying love, which the violet consuming flame is, and the fiery cracked blue lightning purity, is poured into outer physical world conditions, which means energy and substance and consciousness, unless that is filled with the ascended master's indestructible purity, so to consume that discord, how can mankind have continual supply? It's no wonder the millions of people on the earth are starving and in chaos and in war, all of which is generated by mankind's selfishness. So if you are to be cut free from the mass condition mankind is enslaved in at the present moment, go back to your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Masters and ask your presence and us to fill you with our sacred fire balance, our sacred fire purifying love, our sacred fire purifying wisdom, our sacred fire purifying power, our sacred fire purifying balance, that will not let selfishness exist within you and will not let the outer self send it forth to cause discord or unbalance in the conditions of the world around you. And when you are filled with our sun presence of indestructible ascended master balance within you, and you demand it hold eternal control of everything in your beings and worlds, the very balance for which you call will be permanent harmony. It will be permanent purity. It will be permanent protection. And automatically, it will be permanent health and permanent supply. In the eternal balance of love, wisdom, and power, which the sacred fire is, which every activity of the cosmic light substance is, abides the boundless supply of every good thing. And more than that, if you fill yourselves with and hold your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Master's indestructible eternal balance within you, there will automatically flow to you the next wave of supply of what your presence and we know you're going to require in order to produce the divine plan fulfilled in outer world physical action. So, blessed ones, your supply depends on, I'm speaking of permanent supply, depends on your beloved I Am Presence, sacred fire, purifying love, and that from the Ascended Masters and cosmic beings inside of you, holding perfect balance of everything that is within your consciousness. That's why this emotionalism of the outer world has only created more and more destruction, and always will. And the people who do not want to be a part of that destruction are either going to be filled with the beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, indestructible balance of love, wisdom, and power, indestructible sacred fire purity, indestructible sacred fire love, and cosmic light substance, and hold that within in absolute perfect balance. Nor there is not going to be permanent supply to any individual who will not hold that. Now, certain individuals accumulate a great deal of wealth, and then it goes. You've had unbounded wealth down through the ages, in lifetime after lifetime. And if you are to be cut free from the constant selfishness of the chaos and destruction of war and the conditions of the outer world, then your freedom is the eternal divine justice of indestructible purifying love within you that keeps perfect balance of everything within you and your world. And the individual who's got the backbone to stand up and do that and insist on it and feel it, fill everything in the being and world of the outer self, will automatically have supply permanently for eternity. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now, when mankind will use the things in this world constructively, they will not be out of balance, and mankind will not lack for any good thing. And therefore, the individual who is ready and willing to set his or her outer self in divine order and insist on the love, the sacred fire, love and purity, which are one, from the mighty I Am presence, and fill the outer self with the demand that it hold absolute perfect balance. And then the ascended master sacred fire purifying love that will hold perfect balance. Then when you ask for indestructible divine justice, indestructible ever-expanding supply of every good thing, so long as you hold that within yourselves, the actual flow of the supply of life, uninterrupted by discord, will automatically place in your hands and use from within yourselves and in the world around you the boundless blessings that come here and are created by the powers of nature and forces of the elements and by the gifts from the ascended master's octave. And so your freedom from the limitation of the lack, the discord and selfishness of the outer world conditions depends entirely upon your own determination to turn back to your beloved I Am presence and demand it fill you with and keep you filled with its own heart's flame, indestructible purifying love and indestructible purifying balance. And then call to me or call to the ascended host to fill you with the ascended master sacred fire, indestructible balance, indestructible divine justice. Hold the protection around you that is indestructible protection. And then as you abide within this and you call for whatever is necessary to fulfill the great divine plan, automatically will the presence or the ascended host draw to you from outer world conditions the next thing you're going to require to keep that balance in operation and control of the conditions that you're going to contact. And when you hold balance within and are sacred fire love enfolds you in our heart's flame of the balance from our ascended master octave. Automatically, there is drawn to you the supply of whatever you're going to require to manifest the divine plan fulfilled. And my dear ones, there isn't a problem on the face of the earth today that can't be solved by that call. Thank you so much. When people are more interested in hurting someone else and destroying the powers of nature and forces of the elements, desecrating them, using the energy that is within them to create discord, to be imposed upon some other part of life, how can there be anything but destruction? Selfishness is what throws everything out of balance, and selfishness is filth. And until mankind wants purity, the sacred fire does not come into outer world conditions until the intellectual consciousness makes a call and the desires within the feeling for the purity from above to come in and fill the outer self with a purity that is balance. Eternal purity is balance. Eternal divine justice is balance. Eternal sacred fire love is balance. The ascended master's divine plan fulfilled is perfect balance. But when people want to hurt life, they do not want justice nor balance. Only the animal hurts. And the animal is the savage. So, blessed ones, you're dealing with life every moment. Be careful what you impose upon life. And if you want to be free from limiting conditions in the outer world, ask your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host to fill you with such sacred fire purifying love that it at all times holds perfect balance. And that pressure from within will repel the discord in the world around you. And as you hold that indestructible harmony, automatically life brings to you the next things you are going to require. Your higher mental body knows what you're going to require. The ascended masters know what's going to be required. The angelic host know what is going to be required. And until mankind wants purity within, it does not want balance. Because if the outer self wants the impurity of discord to hurt life, there is no sacred fire love by which balance can be maintained. So, blessed ones, I'm quite sure you have a different concept of divine justice tonight, and I might come to you many other times. And every time I come, I'll give you another concept, but it will always be the fiery Christ truth. Thank you so much. Now then, when you want to protect that which is constructive, you want to protect it against discord. In reality, your desire is to protect it against injustice. And all discord is injustice to the beloved mighty I Am Presence that has given the energy into the use of the outer self. The mighty I Am Presence has given life into the outer self. Is given substance and things into the use of the outer self. And when the outer self wants to create discord in some other part of life, or even within itself, it does not want justice. And only the animal consciousness creates chaos, destruction, discord, and injustice. For I assure you, the heart flame of eternal purity and love from the mighty I Am Presence does not create it. The ascended masters do not create it. The cosmic beings do not create it. The angelic host does not create it. So, beloved ones, when you think that sometimes people are mistreating you and you demand divine justice for yourself, be first of all aware of your need to call to your beloved I Am Presence and the ascended host to fill you with whatever sacred fire, indestructible purity, and purifying love is divine justice to the mighty I Am Presence that gives you life and gives you its love, or to the ascended masters that give you their life and their love and their use of their ascended master consciousness. So if you want divine justice and balance from the outer world, balance your account with life. Back to your beloved I Am Presence, I'm the ascended host. And you do that by love, the sacred fire, purifying love of eternity. And you can love your mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host whenever you want to. You have free will to do it. And there's nothing in the whole world and all of it put together that is a balance for the life your beloved I Am Presence gives you, or is a balance for the love the ascended masters and cosmic beings have poured to the people who embodied in this world down through the ages. There's no balance anywhere in the universe except love back to life for all that life gives into the use of the outer self to let it have a chance to produce perfection of eternal happiness and mastery out here. So, beloved ones, wherever possible, if you can bring this consciousness to some individuals, sometimes are in distress, I would not explain it in words, but I would call it forth by your own silent call, your beloved I Am Presence. I am the ascended host to charge into mankind everywhere whatever cosmic fiery Christ illumining consciousness teaches mankind to desire divine balance, first of all purity, and then divine balance and justice back to the source that gives existence. So, blessed ones, for your own protection of your supply, in order to keep the door open for boundless supply to come to you in the future, to do the unlimited things you want to do that fulfill the divine plan, it is imperative that you keep calling to your beloved I Am Presence and the ascended host to keep this outer self filled with whatever sacred fire, indestructible purity, and indestructible purifying love holds perfect balance within the outer self, that the presence and the ascended host can draw into your outer use the unlimited blessings to manifest here the fulfillment of the divine plan. So when you want justice, first of all, think of your obligation to give that balance back to your beloved I Am Presence. for the love it has given you. Did you ever realize how much love your mighty I Am Presence has given you? It has given you its life and embodiment, the substance, the opportunities, the things. It has let you go on and use and use and use anything and everything that came into your hands and use. By your own free will, you used the blessings of this world. And not once has the presence ever reprimanded you. It takes a great deal of love to do that, beloved ones. So when you begin to realize how much love your beloved I Am Presence has given to you, down through embodiment after embodiment, when you want divine justice, stop just a minute and realize that what you want out here must begin up there. And if you want divine justice and balance here, then the outer self's energy and life must go there. I make a balance back to the beloved I Am Presence for the love its heart has poured into this outer self for use in the world of things. So, blessed ones, now we come to the solution of this problem beside your cause. When you move in outer world conditions that are decidedly unjust because they are discordant, and all discord is injustice to life, then when you turn back to your beloved I Am Presence and to us, you ask us to enfold you. Any one or more of the ascended host, after you've called your presence first, to enfold you in the mighty I Am miracle mantle of love's eternal divine justice and balance. And if you ask your beloved I Am Presence to clothe you in that love, if you ask any ascended master to clothe you in that love, you will find the sacred fire heart's flame of indestructible purifying love in through and around you will hold the balance and will remind you from whence comes the love that is divine justice to life, the love that is eternal purity to life. And then you will use all of the ascended master's qualities and activities in the sacred fire and the cosmic light to pour into yourselves our ascended master, eternal divine justice and balance. And when you have filled yourselves with its heart flame, then call to us to control conditions around you. And when you use the violet consuming flame to consume the discord, you will have cleared the way for the hand of the presence or the ascended host to reach into this world and bring to you many, many, many things that you have longed to have, many things you want to use in the future, and many things you could so easily have permanently if the eternal balance within is held by the sacred fire's love's eternal purity. So, blessed ones, it is power without limit. It is illumination without limit. It is protection without limit. It is victory without limit. It is freedom from human distress. And it is boundless supply without limit. And that is divine justice. Back to your I Am Presence and the ascended host to bring into this world the eternal purity that will not let mankind's impurity and discord be allowed to any longer exist in outer world physical conditions. So fill yourselves with your own beloved I Am presence, heart, flames, indestructible purifying love, and demand it hold absolute balance of everything within you. This will bring you health, my dear ones, sustained and indestructible. And then as you clothe yourselves in our Ascended Master Miracle Mantle, of the sacred fire love's indestructible purifying balance and divine justice, and the very radiance about you will purify all things you contact, and the increasing purity will allow the blessings of the outer world to seek you instead of you seeking them. And when they seek you, they come to receive a blessing. So when they come, bless them with the purifying sacred fire love of eternal divine justice and balance. Then you will find them sustained, ever expanding, and never will there be a discord created by the things that come to you to be used to fulfill the great divine plan. So, blessed ones, go forward and be free, please. We plead and plead and plead. We give love without limit. We have consumed again and again and again mankind's discord and impurity. Please take this which we offer tonight and hold your freedom as quickly as possible. Thank you so much. This helps to hold your nation out of the clutches of the selfishness of the hordes of evil that seek only to destroy it. So it has much to do with the saving of your nation, the protection of all that is constructive, and the fulfillment of the great divine plan that frees the earth from mankind's discord forever. So please do not forget your beloved I Am presence and the Ascended Master's miracle mantle of the sacred fire love's indestructible purity, victory, and divine justice to hold balance wherever you abide, and it shall bless and bless and bless all you do and clear the way ahead of you for the victory that sets all free for eternity in the attainment of the ascension. So I commend you to its marvelous blessings, its mighty reality, and its eternal victory over everything of human creation. Go forward and take your freedom from tonight, and we will be with you, closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet, for we love you. Thank you with all my heart. You blessed goddess of justice, clothe us in your own heart's flame of purifying, indestructible love, the eternal divine justice of the universe. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire's indestructible purifying love, that it does hold perfect balance within those under this radiation and around us. And wherever we abide, the Ascended Master's sacred fire purifying love brings to all the fullness of every good thing in divine order and balance and protection for eternity. and we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, from the words of the benediction, charge us with whatever you know we're going to require to hold the eternal divine justice and balance that only sacred fire, love's purity can bestow. Make us its sun presence and heart flame, and close out everything of human creation forever. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, blessed goddess of justice. May every ascended master and cosmic being come to our assistance now, as well as our mighty presence, and pouring forth whatever overwhelming oceans of the cosmic fiery Christ, blue lightning, purifying love, come in through and around those under this radiation, and hold indestructible balance and harmony and perfection, divine justice, and blazing around us the miracle mantle of the ascended master's divine justice to life. Release the power that consumes all human discord wherever we abide and prevents all wrong for eternity. And we thank thee. To the beloved seven mighty Elohim, seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel and command the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever sacred fire, purifying love, is necessary to hold balance wherever we abide. Let us forever blaze its invincible ascended master, victorious control of all, in full cosmic power, and forever prevent all wrong. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the ascended hosts, especially beloved goddess of justice, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with whatever they know we require to be forever purified and held free from human creation. Fill us with the ascended master's sacred fire that never again will allow us to impose discord upon any part of life. And let the sacred fire, purifying love of eternity, hold everything in divine order wherever we abide, until the boundless supply of every good thing has raised all to freedom for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask it to put forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it without limit to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, purified, raised, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, till the eternal divine justice of the ascension has taken the place of mankind's human creation forever. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire, and now all that sacred fire, purifying love's eternal divine justice to life. And wherever we abide, make us a sun presence of its heart power without limit for eternity. We thank you.